Your throat tightens before answering a simple question. Your stomach churns when someone asks for just one more favor. That mysterious rash that no doctor can explain? Your body might be staging a rebellion against years of silent compliance. This physical revolt isn't weakness. It's your system desperately trying to protect you from a pattern that's slowly eroding your health, relationships, and sense of self. People-pleasing operates like a low-grade fever, constantly present but easy to ignore until it becomes a full-blown crisis. The most dangerous part? We've been conditioned to see our accommodation as virtue, our exhaustion as dedication, and our silence as kindness. But there's nothing virtuous about disappearing. Nobody chooses to become a people-pleaser. This pattern gets wired during childhood, particularly for those raised in the age of obedience, when compliance equaled love and questioning authority was unthinkable. We learned our worth was conditional, tied to meeting others' expectations. The physical toll is staggering. People-pleasing locks us in perpetual fight-or-flight mode, flooding bodies with cortisol, manifesting as tinnitus, anxiety, IBS, panic attacks, migraines, and mysterious illnesses. Your body keeps the score of every unexpressed no. Your subconscious operates on outdated survival strategies that once kept you safe, but now keep you small. We treat feelings as facts when they're actually childhood programming that automatically activates whenever present situations echo past experiences. We adopt roles: peacemaker, achiever, invisible child, and these masks become our identities. Breaking these patterns feels wrong because it seems disloyal. You wonder, who am I without people-pleasing? The answer? Yourself, an authentic individual capable of healthy boundaries and genuine relationships based on mutual respect rather than obligation. People-pleasing manifests in five distinct styles, each representing different strategies for managing relationships indirectly. While you might recognize yourself in multiple patterns, one or two typically dominate. Gooders are reputation managers who perform as good people to control perceptions. They hide behind facades of goodness, following rules even when they feel differently inside, avoiding no to protect their carefully constructed image. Efforters use achievement and perfectionism to create self-worth. Typically eldest or most responsible children, they learned value lies in productivity. They avoid saying no for fear of appearing lazy, wearing exhaustion as a badge of honor. Avoiders minimize discomfort through evasion. Unlike other styles driven by image or achievement, avoiders primarily want to avoid conflict, criticism, and others' discomfort. Many experienced family trauma where certain topics became forbidden. Learning silence was safer than truth. Savers try to be the solution to everyone's problems, taking on others' responsibilities to feel needed. They shouldered adult responsibilities prematurely, making themselves indispensable through enmeshment, often choosing fixer-upper partners. Sufferers deliberately position themselves in hardship to appear good and signal unmet needs. They use pain as proof of worthiness, proving worth through martyrdom rather than self-advocacy. Breaking free begins with awareness. You can't change what you don't know, and until you know your no, you can't know your yes. Spend 2 weeks gathering data about where you spend your energy. In week one, notice what energizes or drains you, where you automatically say yes, what causes rumination, and what triggers anxiety. Review daily to spot patterns. In week two, attempt to cut your yes in half. You won't achieve 50%, but identifying opportunities to say no reveals your pattern. Notice where saying no feels fine, where you feel compelled to justify yourself, and who seems entitled to your yes. Try alternatives. I don't have the bandwidth. I'm unavailable. That's not going to work for me, or thank you for thinking of me, but I can't attend. People-pleasing is fundamentally about anxiety. When your pleaser emerges, acknowledge what you're anxious about: not being liked, letting people down, being hurt, or getting in trouble. Behind this anxiety often lies old anger, rage at being unseen, unheard, or undervalued. What you say no to defines what you can say yes to. Your bandwidth fluctuates based on sleep, stress, and self-care. Don't compare yourself to others who seem to do more. You don't know the toll their choices take. Emotional baggage fuels people-pleasing and blocks healthy boundaries. Instead of confronting this baggage, we build walls through people-pleasing, thinking we're boundaried when we're actually saying, "I'm still hurt, so if I please you, maybe you won't disappoint me." Each style reveals specific baggage. Gooders must ask who taught them appearances ensure getting what they want. Efforters need to identify whose validation they still crave. Avoiders should question who taught them not to make things harder for others. Savers must recognize who they failed to save. Sufferers need to identify who they're trying to get to acknowledge their pain. For boundaries to work, they must be mutual. When you don't say no to what isn't working, your options remain limited to suffering silently, battling over who's right, or cutting people off. When you clean up your side, regardless of what others do, your options expand. You can engage from a boundaried place, continue with distance, opt out temporarily, or opt out permanently. Boundaries are for you, not for controlling others. Stop depleting yourself by doing for others what you won't give yourself. If you don't express your true feelings with someone, you're not as close as you think. No boundaries, no intimacy. The relationships that survive your boundaries are the ones worth keeping. They were built on genuine connection, not your performance of agreeability. As awareness grows, we face a new challenge: knowing when to say no and identifying what we genuinely want. After prioritizing others' needs our entire lives, trusting our own feelings feels foreign. The crucial insight: if we don't say yes authentically, we say it resentfully or fearfully, creating more problems than if we'd said no initially. We must either make it a desire or say no. The gap between what we want and what others expect creates tension. Notice physical cues like shoulder tension, stomach knots, or immediate anxiety revealing when you're acting from obligation rather than choice. Test your motives. If I didn't get the hoped-for response, would I still want to do this? If no, revise your motivations or communicate expectations clearly. Taking even a brief pause interrupts habitual responses. "Let me get back to you" create space to consider your bandwidths and true desires. True giving is a full transfer without expectations, like a gift freely given with no strings attached. People-pleasing often involves indirect communication, hinting at needs because it feels safer than vulnerability. But hinting creates an unspoken debt we expect others to repay. To navigate boundary setting effectively, practice compassion, including yourself, congruency, aligning words with intentions, clarity, being direct, ownership, taking responsibility for your feelings, and grace, expressing truth with respect. Recovery from people-pleasing is ongoing, not a one-time fix. Avoid expecting instant results, anticipating gratitude for boundaries, or believing self-work prevents all future problems. Suppressing yourself is like an overheated pressure cooker. Eventually, you'll implode through internal crisis or explode through uncharacteristic behavior. When eruptions happen, skip the shame spiral. Ask yourself about the baggage behind your reaction and what you truly need. You've got to feel to heal. When you don't let yourself feel, you erupt. Life forces boundaries when we avoid setting them. Though we'll occasionally slip into people-pleasing, we'll learn from these moments. People will feel what they feel regardless of our efforts. We might as well be authentically ourselves. Being you means being everything you would be if you weren't busy pleasing everyone else. In a world that rewards accommodation and punishes authenticity, saying no becomes revolutionary. Your boundaries aren't selfishness, they're self-preservation. Every no you speak is a yes to yourself. Start small, start messy, start scared. Just start. Because the life waiting on the other side of your boundaries isn't just better, it's actually yours.